I have a guest with me, Jeremy from the Lions. How are you?
I'm well. Good morning.
Good morning. And it's not that cool. It's quite nice. It's about 16 degrees outside.
Quite pleasant outside, yeah.
Yeah. So what sort of things are you going to talk to us about? I know we've got a concert that we not want to talk about.
Well, firstly, we've got the book fair next week.
Oh, okay.
11th of May.
11th of May.
One day sale, and it will be our final book fair.
Okay, so you heard it here, final book fair. Unless someone has somewhere where you
unless
can store...
Unless there's a miracle in between now and October.
Yeah. The issue is storing the books. Yeah. There's about 60,000 books that you've got to store, so that is the issue. So if anybody out there has anywhere at all that they can... It's, you don't even need a massive amount of room. 60,000 books sounds like a lot, but you need kind of the size of a garage, because you're going to remember they're stacked. A big garage, like a double garage sort of space.
And a bit of room to sort books as well.
Yeah. So, okay, a bit of a garage and then a bit of a lean-to.
Yeah.
You know, so not, we're not talking a massive amount. So the other thing is, if you don't get the space, this is the last book fair. Mm. So if you've never been to a book fair before, or you think, goodness me, I go all the time, you better go and buy every single book that's there.
Come along on Saturday, the 11th of May.
Saturday, the 11th of May.
So $2 a book.
10 days to get your coins in place.
But throughout the day, we'll have, sales where you'll have something like fill a box or whatever. We on the day, we'll decide.
Yeah, because you're trying to clear out
books.
As much as you can.
All the money raised will go to charity, so.
Yeah, what are the charities?
Well, the main one this year is Lifelike Trust.
Yeah. Tell us about that
charity. They've got couple of planes that they've purchased from Australia, but they need to be fitted out.
Mm, okay.
So all the money raised from Lions will be to fit out the planes with medical equipment, hoists.
So this is transporting emergency patients that need to get to hospitals really quickly. So, you know, we're talking really amazing things that you're raising money for. So it's really quite sad that this book fair can't go on, because this is one of your biggest fundraisers.
Yeah.
That and the garden trail, they're pretty big. Yeah.
So it's going to leave a gap in the Lions calendar.
It is going to leave a gap.
And money for the community.
Yeah. Mm. So how much money are we hoping to raise with the book fair on the 11th of May?
We're hoping to raise between 15,000 to 20,000.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get that and more to fit these planes out. Do you know how much it costs to fit out these planes? Probably heaps, I would think.
About $500,000 per plane.
Oh, my goodness.
So the more money we raise, the more it goes to them and the more they can do.
I think it's about, isn't it about $50,000 for one lift or something that gets people that, like I'm assuming on hydraulics or something to get people on. So we're not talking cheap. This is stuff where you don't have to
spend. State of the art.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so people, 11th of May, what time does it start? 8 o'clock?
8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, goes through till midday?
Till about 5 o'clock in the evening.
Oh, okay. Is that normal? Do you normally do it all day?
Yeah, that's normal for the Saturday.
Okay, all right.
So it's one day. This year it's one day. One day only.
It's one day only. It's probably the last day. You're going to have to get in there, bring all the coins that you can.
Bring
get
all
rid
your
of
coins.
All these books.
There's FPOS machines. Bring the family. Bring all your friends.
Yep.
If the whole community turned out and bought one book each, we'd be doing well.
Yeah.
Even better if you all bring a friend and buy two books each.
Yeah, that's right. Buy two books each, you and your mate. Yeah. Get in, get out, because the parking will be, it'll be crazy. But, you know, go for a walk as well.
Mm.
Park a little bit further away and walk to it. So it's across the railway lines in Waikanae on the left-hand side.
Yeah, left-hand side, yeah, and the Memorial Hall.
The Memorial Hall, 11th of May.
Oh, 11th of May.
Possibly the very last book fair. Yeah. So that means no more book
collections
at Coastlands.
But with the end of the book fair, that doesn't stop Lions.
Of course not.
We've got more coming up.
Tell us.
Sunday the 26th of May, we have the Royal New Zealand Air Force Band Concert at Southwoods Car Museum. The tickets are available on eventfinder.co.nz, and you can purchase them now. Throughout the town, we'll be delivering pamphlets to letterboxes so people have all the details.
This is a really popular concert, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's just a once-off. It's a really good fundraiser.
Sells out fast. So you've got to be in quick.
Yeah. So what date is it again?
Sunday the 26th of May. Starts at 1:30.
1:30. So, and it's, you're out of there in a couple of hours, I think, aren't you?
Yeah, it's about 2 hours.
Yeah. And it's great. The sound's amazing.
Oh, it's amazing.
Yeah.
A lot of talent in our Air Force band.
Absolutely. It's fantastic.
And all the proceeds this year will go to the Mary Potter Hospice.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a worthy cause.
Yes. They're all worthy, but that one sort of sort of gets to you, doesn't it? Yeah. Because it is, you know, end of life care that we need to make sure money still goes to them. Great concert though, great fun. So you need to get your tickets for that because that sells out super quick. What else is going on, Jeremy?
We've got 8th of June, Saturday 8th of June, we've got the e-waste recycling service,
okay.
Which is you bring like your old computers, your phones, printers, and we'll charge you to take them away.
Yeah, because you get charged anyway, so instead of going to the tip, give them to you and you guys
sort it out. So, for example, a computer will charge $10, an old mobile phone, $5, a bag of batteries, you know, AA, AAA, $5 a bag.
That's the thing, a lot of people throw their batteries away, but you shouldn't do that. You've got to recycle them.
So the drop-off for your e-waste on the day is at Kapa Kapa Nui School on Rimu Street, Waikanae. And it starts from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. Cash or EFTPOS available.
Excellent. Mm. This is a good way to recycle things. So you go through the house and there's always drawer fills of phones.
And all that money goes back to our Lions kitty. And throughout the year we, you know, give away to students and, you know, the schools and sports trips.
Yep. Does it all go to the tip or are you able to fix any of it and move it on or it all goes
to e-waste? Someone who collects it and they use bits of out of it. Some will go straight to the tip, but most of it gets recycled.
That's good because there's a lot of things in these electronics that are really bad for the environment. Yeah. So we want to get that out of the electronics and reuse it rather than having to drag more of it out of the environment. This is why it's so important.
Yeah.
Yeah. iPhones are the worst, aren't they?
Oh, terrible.
Know, they kill rainforests or the, I don't know. They're terrible, terrible things. But they're kind of, you know, everyone has a phone. So
you can't avoid it now, can you?
You can't avoid it. You've got to do the best that you can, and that's one way of balancing it out a little
bit. So it's a good project for the Lions, and it's good for the community because it's part of Lions. We focus on the environment.
Yeah.
And this is an environmental service.
And we spoke about it last year, I believe, and it was really popular.
Yeah, very popular. Last year it rained, it was very heavy, but it was, despite the rain, it was very popular.
Yeah, I remember that. Your predecessor came in and talked about it, and I was actually really surprised. Yeah. That's really cool. So can I run through that list? I'm just grabbing things off Jeremy. Sorry about that. So it's computer screens, cables, chargers, wiring. So there's bags of it, like $5 for a bag of IT accessories, and your sorted batteries. So put them in different bags, $5 a bag, large batteries, they're good to get rid of, TVs, small appliances, e.g. alarm clock, hair straighteners, that sort of stuff, printers, scanners, fax machines, toners, laser cartridges, hard drives, cell phones, land phones, VoIP phones, gaming consoles and keyboards, iMacs, network switches, servers, computers and laptops. So come on, all that stuff.
Yeah, the works.
All of us have got that stuff, some of that stuff. Not all of it, but you've got some of that at home. So cables and wiring, actually, that's a good one, because you always end up with these cables. You don't even know what they are.
All chargers, because your razor's died or your hair straightener's died and the charger's still okay, but you can't use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good thing to get rid of. Okay, so what date's that again?
That is 8th of June. It's a Saturday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
So you can remind us of that again the next time that you come in.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's good. All right, excellent. Anything else? I mean, that's quite a bit.
Well, coming at end of June is our changeover.
Oh, yes. I have to train a new person.
Handing over the presidential chains.
To bring in all the gifts that you give me all the time.
Yeah. So next month I'll bring along Charlie, our incoming president.
Charlie, yep. Introduce I've met Charlie.
He was Garden Trail convener.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So a lot of people in the community know Charlie.
Yep. Okay, that's great.
But
it's good that you change as well because, you know, it's a lot to do.
But I'm not going away. I'm still on the committee, still in line, still helping out.
Yeah.
You still see me around the community.
Absolutely. But you haven't left yet, so we're not saying goodbye.
No.
We're not saying goodbye yet.
You've got one more of me yet.
Well, it's good to see you in studio and, really interesting about the book fair.
Yeah, it's a shame, but
I
suppose we've got to keep up with the times, don't we?
Yeah, it would be nice if you could find somebody to store those books. But in the meantime, if you do, I'll put this interview up on our website and push it out a little bit and see if we can make sure we
next week,
as many
book fair,
people.
11th of May.
11th of May. Put it in the diary. Get there, buy a book or five.
8 o'clock in the morning start.
Yeah. Excellent. All right. Well, thanks so much for coming in. You're a bit fired up. So is Pat Benatar. See you again.
Thank you.
This program was made with assistance from New Zealand On Air for radio broadcast and through the accessmedia.nz website. Thank you, New Zealand On Air.